I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Ready, OJ. What was that in the background there? Yeah? It does. It's the same way every time.
No, I was watching a tornado video. It's nuts. Sorry.
Are you recording it?
Yes. I have been for at least 5 seconds. Stop.
Oh, wow. What a consummate professional. How impressed am I?
This is how I do it.
I am taken aback. I am taken aback at a side and spoken to kindly.
And forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then ushered forward and through and onward and out.
Well, there's a lot of tornadoes zipping around Kansas here. Yikes.
Oh, yeah? Zippity-doo-dah?
Zippity-doo-dah! Just taking some people and some houses.
Hey, if you notice, things go into a somber black and white tone and get kind of dreamy.
And the music changes.
And the music changes. You might find yourself in the magical land of Oz looking for wizards.
I
didn't know there was only one wizard. They say the Wizard of Oz, but like,
yeah.
They should have like the real wives, the real housewives or something. It should be like the Wizards of Oz. And it should be like a bunch of like beardy old dudes being super bitchy and catty about potions and territory.
Mm.
Like you can get the queens in there too, you know, the wicked witches. They'll be off to the side commentating like that bitch got what she deserved.
Oh my
like,
goodness!
That's the good witch. She's not so good.
Yeah, or kind of like the standoffish witch.
Yeah, the bitch witch.
The bitch.
Yeah, the wicked bitch of the west.
The wicked more, bitch of the west.
More like the wicked bitch of the west.
Oh my, the wicked bitch.
No, but I like this idea. Multiple wizards.
Yeah.
Multiple witches.
All the witches.
Mixing things up. We can follow the Yellow Brick Road people. Munchkin Land. We can follow them around too. You know, Munchkin Land. That's another.
Well, I am in Kansas, yes.
Breed of Oompa. Mm-hmm. Of Oompa Loompa. It's all they're all the same. Like, so we got the various different through lines there. Magical realm. I have to imagine there's some version of Muggles in their universe. Just some folks who are like, you know, exercising commerce and educating their children
crazy
normally. And they're
Muggles.
Just kind of like, you know, it's not all about yellow brick roads and wizards and whatnot.
It's plenty
I have a family
more.
To raise. I have a business to run.
Can we get back to business now then? Stop
not
talking
every
about
road
this.
Can be gold.
Yeah, it's not. Some of it's made of shit.
You know how expensive that paint is?
Yeah.
I had to melt my teeth to make your roads gold. Are you happy? Because I'm not. I don't smile anymore because I don't have that tooth.
It's not like I keep it under.
I'm embarrassed. I'm self-conscious about my smile.
Yeah, it's not as
it's
bright.
Sad.
It's not as bright as it once was.
It's not.
You're
true
welcome
enough.
For your roads.
You're welcome. Enjoy your roads.
I hope you like them continuously.
Would you like room in your latte?
Sorry, I'm such an angry barista.
Sorry. Got an axe to grind. Would you like that axe ground to a fine point or a medium point? All right, Gavna.
I also cheerio. Mike. Wait, mine's
right.
Going Australian.
It's, like, it's like a dry cleaner, but with axes.
and it's the
axe grindery, and it's called an axe to grind.
Oh, it's so
all right,
smart.
We'll have your axe cleaned, and my accents, you know, my accent. Ah, oh.
Oh.
All right.
We stumbled on another one. It's a winner.
My accent is a fine accent.
Indeed.
Sharp and pointy and dangerous. No, he's back there, you know, just you got gigantic axes, double-headed axes, just all on a rack. Raxes of axes. The axes of evil.
Axes.
Mm-hmm.
Axes. That's so
a
funny.
A bunch of guitars. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, is John gone?
May I ask you a question?
Ask you?
You can leave your questions in the axe box. Yes, John is gone. John, he actually left just before we started. Conveniently, he got called into work. He was on duty, not pee-pee.
I'm sorry, I have to go. I'm on pee-pee.
I'm on pee-pees and duties.
It's what I duties.
I have to duties pee-pees.
That's so gross.
That could actually be like...
I know we're trying to make peas and poops cute, but it's not cute.
That could actually be making this like paperwork cute, like taxes. I gotta do these pee-pees. It's just like, do these papers, you know? So I don't know how much more adorable that could get by accident, but you know, it's like an adorable car crash. Like a plush car crash. Like if Care Bears were driving Nerf cars and crashed into each other violently. And there were injuries, but it was so adorable and cuddly. The whole incident.
Ugh. It can be cute when you say it like that.
Like if the Care Bears were also squeaky toys, so whenever they cried in pain, it was just like it was just like adorable squeaking. I think that would be quite something. That would be quite special.
Be cuter, yay.
That would be a Kodiak moment.
Uh-oh.
Bears.
You're so careful.
You better bear careful.
You breast. Mm-hmm. Also.
Oh.
We haven't talked about Bernie Sanders yet in all the Sibcasts.
In all these
today.
6.5 minutes.
Yeah, we haven't. How is Cerny Banders? How's he doing? You talked to him?
You know, we were chilling out, having some brewskis down at the old hang space.
The hang space.
Hangspace.com. Come on.
Under my balls.
Whoa, that's actually very poignant and sweaty.
Why is it so like humid here?
Well, they haven't discovered talc yet. They need to.
Yeah.
Why is it so dusty in the hang space? Well, would you rather it be moist?
And then I digress. I understand.
I understand why no one has said these words before now. My mistake. Looks like hang space is taken.
Oh, you can buy it for $1,200. What even is it? How many monies?
Hangspace.com is for sale.
For how many monies?
$1,200.
That's too many.
You can make an offer starting at $1,000. They won't accept it. I will not hear of anything lower than $1,000.
Okay, but I want to know what they originally thought it was for, though.
What you said, I think. The scrotums, for the most part.
What? Is that really what it was?
Hanging out.
No way.
Speaking of scrotums, Bernie Sanders is okay. Hanging 10. Hanging 2.
He needs to
talk more about his balls in contrast to Trump's penis.
Yeah, I bet
they're
bigger.
You think Trump's penis is big? You should see my testicles. As a matter of fact, here they are. What do you think of that? Quite impressive. You don't need to see any of my master plans anymore. You trust that I know what I'm doing with these basketballs.
I like how he totally calls out, he's like, yeah, so Democratic Party, can we just go ahead and get rid of these bitches? And I'm just like, yeah, get rid of them bitches. Yeah. I like
them
that.
Bitches get stitches.
Oh.
They don't get cunt stitches, they get stitches.
Yeah,
yo,
no
what's up, my cunt stitch? You hurt.
Sorry, I was just taking a pause to make sure I didn't hear thunder and a tornado. Apparently, they're ripping across Kansas. Mom's like, boring. Baby, watch out for the children. I'm like, Mom, I can't, like, stop a tornado. Sorry.
Ugh. Well, not with that attitude.
No, I can't. I can't. Sorry, I'm, like, busy.
Defeatist? What are you, depressed? No.
So busy.
I think Bernie Sanders, is he still
Cerny
kicking
Manders.
In a... It seems like there's a lot of talk going around about when and what's going on with the investigations into Hillary.
Hillary?
And some people are saying, I heard the theory posited the other day, and this actually makes sense if you think about it, that Republican interests are withholding verdicts or indictments of Hillary until she is announced or she is like coronated or whatever, or she becomes the nominee, because then... if she's officially, if all is said and done, and then they take her down, well, then you just got the Republicans are left. Like, it's a weird game of battleship.
Oh, my goodness,
or chess.
That's horrifying. They could be like, well, we'll just go to the next guy.
Yeah. Sanders. He's over here sanding things.
Yeah, all the floors.
No, I still think that the sandblaster is what we need. Just after he, like...
I know!
We don't need a president. We just need a guy in politics who people... Who he's like... he's like a sun orb, but for funds. He focuses funding energy on pinpoints of...
Suns out, funds out. Get it? Funds. Suns what? Out, funds. Sun, instead of suns out, guns out, you say suns out, funds out. F-U-N-D-S. Yeah. Look, mommy make jokes.
Hey. It's learning to walk. It's starting to walk.
We still don't get it, but good job.
Shit, it just nailed its face on that coffee table. That was rude.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I should have gotten padded corners.
That is bleeding. I hope that thing has good clotting.
Wow.
Well, they can't all be winners. They can't all be survivors.
No, they can't.
That's not very fun.
Ow. Whoops-a-doodle.
Yeah. Oops. So that's all still going on and heating up and getting weird. You know, that was my thing.
Weird.
Here's what I want to say. Here, I've got this note written down. It's I had to read this over because I'm okay. It's Trump. Period is. Period. Running. Period. Trump is running. Trump is running for president. Trump is a president. Trump is Trump. Donald Trump is running for president. Trump is running for president. Trump.
Yes.
President. Trump is president. Trump is
running. Yay!
Trump is running for president. Trump is running.
He is.
I don't know.
Well,
it's just like, it's like
in
for
the
some
beginning,
reason,
it kind of sounded
for some reason, like
a,
it's like
a,
no, it's the phrase from Satan, from hell, because no matter how much I say it, it still makes the least, the no amount of sense as it did the first time that I said it. The nonsense. Like, you know, most things, like if you say, like, banana, 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 banana,
banana,
banana, banana, banana, banana. It's kind of weird after a while. It starts to get weird. Or maybe that was weird at the beginning.
I love it when words get weird.
But Trump is running just starts out weird, and it can't get any weirder than that. So I try to say it, like, as many times as I can, and I try to, like,
yeah.
It's like trying to just carve a fact into your mind and just be like, just come to grips with it, man. Just live in this world. It's ugly, but it's true. But
I know,
I
was trying to, like, look at the reflection. You're like, I can't.
I can't. It's too horrific. I can't imagine.
Ow, just...
Yeah, I just feel like Juliet next to her Romeo. Oh, happy dagger. Some other shit about roses and stuff. By any other name.
I'm going to drink this poison.
Yeah, I'm going to stab myself in the stomach. I think
Ouch.
Romeo drank the poison. Just like there's a happy dagger nearby. Happy dagger.
Happy daggers.
Because I just think about that sometimes, and then I think about the support.
That's like
a
good bar name, Happy Daggers.
And then I talk to Dad, like I can see in Dad's face the disappointment when we start talking about politics in his party. Like he doesn't really have much to answer back with at this point.
It's not a party anymore. No one's having any fun.
And when it comes to like me talking about Bernie and my voting and whatnot, and that Bernie or bust is like, I don't get much back either. And I just attribute it to the fact that like he's smart enough to know that I think he's going to vote Trump. But it's like I know the other people around me who aren't total idiots have. And it's just like that's what it's like. Wow.
I don't think he is. I really don't.
He's
I think
so crazy.
Dad never talks about it. I don't think he is. I think Dad, this is the first time Dad's going to be like, I can't do it.
Hopefully.
I can't do it. I really think so. I really do. He's not going to tell us. He never has. He literally never has told us.
Because there are people who are just like, they're voting on their party lines because that's what they've done their whole lives. And it's just like, have you actually like...
Yeah, but that's very loving
of
them.
...bothered to pay attention to what your party is? Like, what's your party leader? Like, you just voted for that guy. The guy who
None
wants
the
to shut all our borders off.
None of the parties make sense anymore anyway. Yeah.
Huh?
the parties aren't even like parties anymore. Like they're like they're so blurred. They're so misunderstood.
Parties aren't democratic. Parties are private organizations. So that's why they're not beholden to rules. Which, by the way, I think it's really strange that the Democratic Party, the DNC, has super delegates, but the RNC doesn't. What if the RNC had delegates this whole time and they could just do to Donald Trump what they had done to Bernie, and the DNC couldn't do to Bernie what they've done to Bernie? How much, like, it would have just been Bernie Sanders polling at 80% approval versus Donald Trump buried underneath Rubio and Bushes and rubble. And Barney Rubble and George Bush.
Barney and Fred, yeah.
And then Sanders would just destroy them. Like, it's so weird that the DNC...
Yep.
Like, they're called the Democratic National Convention. How democratic are superdelegates? They're like the superdelegates. They're the
delegates.
Yeah, superdelegates. It's a setting on your washer. It's beyond... It's like for edible panties and the like. Superdelegates. It's like, I don't want to eat these. I just want to clean them and use them again. Super delicate.
Super delicate.
Super delicate cycle. I just found that very odd. That imagine how different the story would have been if that... Because they were like, the systems are tailor-made for the opposite candidates. It's weird.
Candy
dances.
Candy tits.
Announcing to the stage, Candy Tits Dances.
Right. That's amazing. I think we've solved all the problems.
No, well, Donald Trump is going to solve the rest of them, so don't you worry. Don't you worry about that.
I know, Anthony goes, we should go visit Canada in November and then just decide after the election if we go back. I'm like, well. But we're going to be true Americans. It's probably fine.
Proud to be an American.
Well, at least,
speaking of being American, I've been, since I've been working in the store more... doing demo and stuff, my hands are getting all grizzled, and I think I realized that, like, I think this is like a thing where, like, the reason that your palms sweat when you get nervous is because you're supposed to have, like, grizzled, I don't know, like, this weird, the calluses that I'm getting, they don't seem to get like I don't know, if I get, like, anxious and my palms get, like, a little sweaty, they're not as, like, slippery anymore. It's more like it turns into grip strength or something.
It does. Yeah, it becomes like, instead of weightlifting gloves, that's like in gymnastics, you can either buy grips or you just build up your calluses and use those as like,
I think
grips. Yeah,
it's like a reward. Like, I think I have another theory too. I have another theory too, that when you work out in the sun and you sweat and you're, like, all glistening in the sun, that you actually, that's like a natural UV blocker, because you are shiny. You're literally blocking UVs and reflecting them. So I think that you are less likely to develop skin conditions related to UV overexposure if you are actually out in the sun working. And so similarly, I think that if you're working with your hands, then sweaty, like, nervous palms become an asset. Like, in times where, like, say a tiger starts running at you from 100 yards away, and all of a sudden you get that, like, flop sweat, and your hands just, like, sort of get that instantaneous cold sweat. Well, now that's an asset. Like, if you've been working out and doing the right things and you've got, like, calloused hands, well, now you can, like, jump up and climb a tree real quick, as opposed to if you're, like, weak and spaghetti-like, and you have, like, your hands just get slippery and your muscles get tired, and then you just shake, and then you get eaten by a tiger.
You just shake.
I think it's kind of a little, like, balancing.
I can't get up a tree.
Balancing. I can't get up any treeps. The treeps are too tall and the branches too far to par. See how I did that?
Yeah, I see it.
Just moving letters all about. Let me just take this one from here and put it over here. I got this word over here. It needs an extra letter.
Well, and that got fun. That got really fun.
Yeah, it got fun, and then I got self-referential, self-righteous.
Got a lot of sulfur.
Self-wrongious. So yeah, I think that's like the last of notes that I don't know what else I have.
I don't have notes.
I did have. Well, you said earlier, erased way earlier. Earlier. What? Earlier, you said erased, and I was like, was that an S or a C?
Oh.
Okay, moving on.
It's like e-commerce, but for races.
Yeah.
E-race.
Precisely.
I understand. Okay, so to reference a previous Sibcast, I actually did not realize that the word mackle is a word, because we were talking about more of mackle.
Yeah.
But mackle is a noun. It's a blur in printing, as from a double impression. Or a verb used with or without an object, to blur, as from a double impression in printing. I didn't know that.
Well, Macklemore sure did blur the lines between white and black.
He sure did. I thought he was a black guy at first, judged on his voice and not at all any other stereotypes. Ooh. Tricky, 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 tricky. see the new Jonas music video? Apparently he used that super smoking hot plus size model, Ashley Graham. And people are just freaking out about it. They're like, oh my gosh, she's got curves and he's smaller. I love it. I love it.
I did not see that.
Oh, that seems like something that you would keep track of, though.
Yeah, I know. It's super in my lifosphere, but I've just been out of it. Like,
yeah, he's just been into the drugs and out of life.
Always into drugs.
Well,
what? You guys
she
have
actually is
drugs?
Really pretty and very curvaceous, and she's not like obese fat. She's just like curvy, like maybe she has like an extra 10 pounds. That's literally her
she's
shape.
Not curbeast.
She's not curbeast. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't care to watch the video, but I heard it was nice. I heard it was nice. I'm not coming here with like actual information. I'm just coming here with secondhand information.
Well, no,
of things.
We made a solemn vow at the beginning of this.
Yes, we did. We certainly did.
To neither inform nor speak of anything.
That is useful.
So wow, we really blew that one. Damn.
Woo! Dang it.
In hindsight, I feel like if we really misinterpreted that seems pretty obvious, but.
Well, and today in safety news, apparently Grandpa Mike, who is actually,
you
know, he has his metal shop out back, his metalworking shop.
Mm-hmm.
He was using a chainsaw, and he uses stuff like that all the time because he's got his gigantic like fabrication shop. It's amazing. He does incredible welding and work.
Worried about where this is going.
He was using a chainsaw and he accidentally caught his leg.
Ugh.
He did. He got this huge, gigantic gash in his leg. And he's like, don't worry, I checked. He's like, I did not get anything else. I was like, that is terrifying. So he was limping. He was here for the recital and he was limping. And then I didn't know any of this.
What a badass.
Because apparently it just happened like the day before, right?
Jesus Christ.
And he like literally sat in the car the next day for like 9 hours. So I'm asleep and the girls come running in with a phone and they go, Aunt Katrina, still sleeping. Look what Grandpa Mike did to his leg. And I turn and I see a picture of it immediately upon waking. Of this gigantic bloody, like he almost got like all the way to the muscle.
Ugh. Well,
and
almost
I was like,
all the way
wow.
to muscle.
It was literally so deep. I mean, oh my God, it was so gross. And it was probably like 4 to 5 inches like in like length, this cut with the chainsaw. Of course it ripped the jeans and
he's got good reflexes at least.
I really think he does. Well, mom was there like right after it happened apparently and she wanted to be like, I'm a nurse. But he's like, no, it's okay. I'm like, imagine like this super burly badass dude who's like, I'm fine. Just, I got it. You
it's
know,
just
so
a
she
leg.
Wants.
You've got
it's
off.
A flesh wound. Just a flesh wound.
Just a flesh
well,
wound.
I know. So, anyway, he's like, I'm more mad. These are new jeans. And mom's like, yeah, I can fix your jeans.
I doubt that. It's like.
Anyway, he like, later the next day after I had seen it, he had taken a picture of how it was already healing. Like, it didn't even look like the same thing. I'm like, he goes, I heal fast. I'm like, holy shit, you're not joking. How is that? I thought he got stitches. He didn't get stitches, and it was already healing up. I think he has some sort of superpower, because, like, he's one of the X-Men, or, like, the X-Super Mutant Grandpas or something. I don't know, but that was pretty badass. I don't think I got the cat scratch on my leg, and I think that's going to take weeks.
Yeah, you probably have really crappy blood.
I know, I have good blood. I just think we have crappy skin.
Well, I got good coagulation, and I heal pretty fast for a ginger.
Well, I had a
I put
blood
that
clot
on all my dating profiles. I can go over to mention that. Excellent coagulation.
And yeah, it's like that new song where he's like, I stay like my blood tight, my blood type, be positive. And I'm like, well, I had a blood clot.
Well, what if you're a pulmonary embolism, blood type, so. C negative? I don't know if that's a real thing. I don't think C is a letter. I don't know. That's my blood type.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, so chainsaws, be careful. Just watch out. Even trained professionals.
Yeah, all you chainsaws out there, watch yourself.
There's going to be humans that are going to try to use you.
They're going to try to use you and then blame you for their own problems.
Shady business. Shady business.
It's not going
to
work out.
Okay, so here's something I need to bring up.
Oh.
Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary theme song.
I read you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it is.
Mm.
Reverse shade.
Is that like when someone insults you, but they didn't mean to, or like you insult them back, like reverse racism?
Very close. Not at all. Okay, it's posted by Isaiah for Eva, or for Ava. I don't know. It's actually a name. They're so dumb. But it's the number 4, so it makes sense.
Oh.
You can buy a mug still. It says, acting in a casual or complimenting manner towards someone. It's the opposite of throwing shade. So isn't that just being nice?
What was the term?
Reverse shade. It's supposed to be the opposite of throwing shade.
Yeah, isn't that? Well,
but that's just being kind.
Or light.
Oh my god. Okay, here they use it in a sentence.
It's visible light.
Okay, well, in case we were confused, there's a sentence. Hold on. Okay. I have this friend, and like, I want to be close friends with her, but she is legit. Hashtag high key, gorgeous, like, damn. Two N's. Squinty emoji, like, and then heart eye emoji, blue heart, reverse shade.
I'm really feeling these emojis. Where was the reverse shade part? Was that at the end?
It was after the emojis. Oh. They needed to clarify.
What?
So, that's...
Oh, the opposite of shade. That's what they got. Okay. That's why... These blacks and their terms.
What?
Hmm?
Excuse me? Jason.
What?
Black paws.
I'm sorry.
Black paws. Black paws.
No, I agree. Their hands are huge. I'm agreeing with you, I thought. Right, well, whatever. We're off track again.
Oh, my goodness.
Reverse shade. I would just call that, luminescence. It's wonderful.
So glowing. You're glowing.
Is that what poems are going to be called? They're going to just like, let me write you a reverse shade. Dearest Beth Retrude.
Beth Retrude.
Your hair glows like a bonfire when we set all those snakes on fire when we caught a large amount of snakes in it, but that's the only huge fire that I've ever seen. It was a lot of snakes.
But it's very much like you.
It's very much like how your hair blazes in the sunset, but it was cloudy that day, but I'm just imagining that it was that I could see the sunset over the snake fire.
Oh my.
That's some reverse shade. That's so touching.
It's cool. Okay, and one more. I don't know why this one's in all caps.
Oh, well, I want you to love it.
It's Get Grown.
Huh?
It's by Mix and Mash. It means to get better, develop, or improve. Keep practicing and you'll get grown in no time.
I do that. It's like the intellectual version of get big.
Or get swole.
Yeah, get swole. It's like get grown, bro.
Get edged. Grown.
Get edged, bro.
No way, bruh.
No way, bruh.
Bruh.
Yeah. Level up. Get levs.
Get lev. Level up.
Are you leving, bro? Do you even lev?
Whoa.
Are you leving your life? You need to lev your life. Live your life one lift at a time.
You just need to get out there and lev.
get out there and lev, bruh. Have you even levd?
Do you even?
Oh, man.
You don't have to say anything else. Just do you even?
Do you even lev? I was trying to think of what it was. When we started all the... It was the aloha.
No, hold on. Shoot, we just did this.
Several days ago.
Yeah, I know.
But that's what you said. Yeah.
Top notch, bruh.
Do you even lev?
Do you even lev?
if you want to add, you know, rhetorical onto it, you can be like, top notch, bruh, do you even lev?
Dude, and then they're just like, what?
And then they said, duffels, bruh.
Oh my gosh, I'm total duffels.
Totes duffins. I got a totes full of duffels.
Totes duffins.
Totes duffins. Recognized duffins today for his invention of the parachute submarine.
Tote duffins, man.
So that he could parachute all the way from an airplane to the bottom of the ocean. Totes duffin.
Totes duffins abag. No, that's puffins. Puffins.
Definitely.
Stop, Jace. What's that movie called again? What's that one? Oh, Mary Poppins.
That Poppins movie, of course. Okay. Thank you.
Are you Mary sweaty? I'm sweaty.
Duffins.
I think it's because it's humid.
You get more grip on your face, brah. If you got some face calluses, then you can really grip stuff with your face. Like when they say get a grip. They don't mean grip your face. They mean grip stuff with your face.
Gross face calluses.
Yeah, it's just
some
like
people work at it harder than other people.
It's like the soccer of gymnastics. You're just like on the uneven face bars. And it's not your face is uneven. The bars are uneven.
Nice.
Well, your face is pretty. You have cauliflower face. You know, the same way that a MMA fighter
like
has cauliflower
ear.
It's just your whole face is cauliflower. So.
Yeah.
That's the bars are even. Your face is what's uneven. The uneven face bars.
Oh my!
Yeah, the floor face
routine.
That does
sound kind of entertaining. Like the more you explain.
The backhand face. Can you do a tumbling backhand face?
Well, there is a thing where you can roll over your face. That's kind of using your face on floor. Like if you're super flexible.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do the rings, the face rings, the vault, the face vault. That's another. Let's see if that's facevault.com. That could be. You know,
let's find out.
The face vault is available. I don't think it is. It's not. Face vault.
It's not available. Taken. Yeah.
It's not available. It's not available. It's taken. Damn it.
Are you serious? How?
Depends. They're all taken. Everyone. There's a random word generator out there, and rich guys who probably buy time like timeshares on random word generators that just specifically they probably buy like premium word generator time, like $1,000 an hour, and all it does is generate high profile potential names. Analyzes and then it registers the names at speed. And then you can unsubscribe from it and choose not to renew. But I'm confident that there is some amount of artificial algorithm going on. Algorithm gore is influencing the climate of purchasing domain names.
That is funny. I never thought about that. His whole name is in that word.
Mm-hmm.
His whole name, Al Gore.
.com.
Ithem. Al Gore Ithem. That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
I never had thought of it.
Most things are crazy. I'm finding. If you really think about it. I mean, 95% failure ratio in life. That failure ratio doesn't think it's failing. It will do anything it can do to convince you and itself that it's winning. So by definition, I feel like it's detached from reality. And so 90 to 95% of people to some extent are insane.
Know what this sign is from. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious. It has like some sort of Canadian park rangers. He's like knelt down next to and petting like a dog, and it says, "Attention men, Sergeant Dave and Teddy want to remind you. Quote, if on her skin she has a doodle, never ever let her touch your noodle, end quote. And then it says, tattoos are a sure sign that a woman is syphilite, mentally unsound, and possibly that, from Quebec or America. Health
that,
Canada.
That rhyme is more worrying and an indictment of bad decision making than what they're espousing, than what it is espousing. Like, I feel more. I know I have tattoos, but that was a creepy set of words. And tattoos are obviously, that's the reefer madness. That's tattoo madness right there.
Tattoo madness.
Inker madness.
Well, tattoos are pretty sweet. I recorded last night. I started recording some of the Ink Master things. Those are so neat. But what they were able to do, my favorite is the show where they cover up bad tattoos. Those are so good. Those people tattoos are so gone incredibly bad, talented.
Committing crimes. Where does all this work? All these tattoos of cash and women start showing up around your tattoos. Like, my tattoo's gone bad. It's got a mustache.
Out a mustache. It never was good. It never was.
Wasn't a very good tattoo, but now it's gone bad. Living a life of crime. Bad tattoos. Yeah, those are some bad tattoos there.
Oh,
that's
man.
Another potential series is, you know, bad tattoos, and you just follow tattoo characters on people's skin moving around.
Follow them, not the people, just the tattoo.
The people are ancillary. They're like the kids, and everybody loves Raymond. You know, they're off to the side. Every now and then, they're referenced when necessary.
Yeah, only when necessary. Well, like last night, there was this one girl. Get back!
You get back in there.
You get back. Well, there was one lady who she was so forthcoming about the information about her boyfriend.
She was fifth coming.
So much, so very fifth coming. Well, she was talking about how her boyfriend, who was a drug dealer, and they always do these like recreation scenes with actors, which are supposed to be super, you know, not very well acted and just funny. But so they're recreating it, and she's talking about how she went there. He's like, well, let's go to Indiana. So we went to Indiana, and I thought we were done with drugs, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then she's just talking about her drug dealer ex-boyfriend. And then covering how she got a tattoo for him. And when she came back, they got in a food fight because she made dinner for him. And then the cops came for domestic, whatever the neighbors called him. And he went to jail and he never saw her tattoo. But it was so lovely because it was two dogs doing it. and it was like his name or something on it. And it was so strange, but they were able to cover it up. But my concern for her was, your face is right there, and he's probably not still in jail. Why would you be like, that's so scary? I'm like, what are you doing?
My concern is where the two dogs who modeled for the tattoo are at now. I'm concerned about their well-being. Oh, yeah. They got a couple pit bulls. They got a stable of dogs just for tattoo modeling. I can't just imagine two dogs doing it. I have to see it live in front of
me. What is it? Wait, will you please? I know what you're trying to explain. I just don't get it.
It's not coalescing somehow. I need a visual aid. What was the scene like? Food? You know I hate food. Like, how did that turn out?
No, he was just like, I forget. Oh, she said something. And then he said something. And then she threw something at him. And
they said
the
words. And then they got, feelings. No.
He dumped the Kool-Aid that she made on her head. I loved it when it got to that part where she's like, he dumped the Kool-Aid that I made on my head.
Rude. Are any of these people hot? How much did I care about this at all?
No. Mm-mm. Well, the actors weren't even attractive. Nope. They weren't cute. She wasn't cute. I don't know.
They weren't attractors. Well, yeah, when you're an actor in the reenactment.
In the ops.
Not attractive. Then that casts some actual shade in your direction. That's not some reverse shade there, dog.
Someone's got a penis.
That's straight shade.
Tattooed on their neck. Ugh.
What they got? Who? What?
Someone has a penis tattooed on their neck. That's bad.
Oh man,
I heard that's bad.
Wow. Yeah, they're not gonna get hired at Walmart.
Why do you always wear turtlenecks? No big deal. No.
Nothing
to see here.
Yeah, normal reasons. I'm cold a lot. I don't have neck skin. Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Well, it's not even a good looking one. Like, it wasn't like a good tattoo of penis.
Oh,
it's
very, man, it's insult so to injury. Dick insult to dick injury. Yeah, that's well, I mean, I can see the connection now though, because the neck, yeah. Penis, sure. neck, sure. neck, I guess.
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure.
It's a bit of a stretch.
Ah,
hi-oh!
There it is. That was so dumb. Oh my gosh. Yeah, oh my gosh. This person has stars tattooed all over their face, and it's a girl. These are terrible. Just terrible.
Is this like Urban Dictionary of Idiots? Just like
the that's all you gotta do is type that in. You'll find it.
Creatures of Urban Dictionary.
Creatures of
the people who make up the explanations, the people who have discovered these gems of knowledge.
Yes. I still don't know why yours was denied. And
humans
these ones
of
make
Urban
it?
Dictionary. Yeah, Mistleturd. No, Mistleturd made it in. Mistleturd did make it in, but
did it?
It was Wreath
did
Job
really?
That didn't. No, I've made so excuse me. I have a rich, rich history of literary contributions to the Urban Dictionary. I am one of the most prized contributors, I do believe. I think they have possibly an old photo or something of me up on their walls in the Grand Hall. But
yes.
No. Yeah. So Mistleturd is for certain. I think if you search the annals,
mm-hmm. and
the deep cavernous annals of the Urban Dictionary, you will find that it is notated there. But Wreath Job apparently was not relevant enough, I suppose.
I assume, but you know, for the holiday season, it's quite fitting.
Well, if you can accomplish it, and I do think, as I recall, in somewhere in the definition, Santa will show up if you you'll know when you do it right, because Santa shows up and helps you finish. So something for the family.
There's something for everyone.
Yeah.
Well,
as long as your family lives in a brothel and is whores. Some people, it's not just a normal nuclear family model anymore. Sometimes people live different ways in woods. And with whores.
Different ways and woods.
Yeah, the three W's. Ways, woods, and whores.
What?
What?
No, that's just Jason's place he likes to be to.
Yeah, that's where I go. Yeah, I go there. It's a place for learning and whittling and meditation.
Well, yeah, Jason meditates differently than the most of us.
Actively, angrily, with intense purpose, staring straight through the horizon is how I meditate.
Gross.
It's like I don't even see the horizon. All I see is space being compressed into a line.
And that's how you get a horizon.
And I'm catching fish with it.
It's very useful for multiple things.
I wasn't fish for compliments, but I'll take it, universe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, if this were a steam-powered episode, we would be walking, and it would be about 5 miles back. I feel like it would. We would have drained the heated water from the radiator and all the coolant,
yep.
And we would be wearing our shirts and socks as hats,
yep.
And walking in makeshift shoes and sandals. Through the desert, along the tracks.
With no more steam.
No more steam, no more engine, not carrying anything, not serving any purpose any longer.
Why are we still going and how?
Just a blight, a blight striking out into the unknown known, most, most likely to die and to perish and to wither away into
Never
a skeleton
more.
That will not be seen in passing.
You better find some epic music for that. Are
yes,
you trying to steam
will.
Whistle?
No, that was the dust bowl blowing through.
Okay. That's very good.
That was a whole crop of tumbleweed blowing through.
It's too bad, though. I didn't get it because it wasn't good.
Yeah, well, so says you. But everybody has their own opinions, and I have a team of dwarves that I've imported, and I have yet to unbox them. They've been shaking and muffling this entire time nearby. I'm not sure if you could hear them, but I'm gonna I've heard something about oxygen. I didn't think they breathed that, but I should probably attend to this. So, if you'll excuse me,
I have midgets to
unpack.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Quite.
Don't let me stand in your way.
I'm not. I'm walking around you. Excuse me. Okay. Now that I'm past you, I'm going to open this door.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say these things, and I'm going to leave. 3, 2, 1.